From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A special exhibit that wraps up this weekend in Birmingham pays homage to Titusville native Joe Minter. He's a renowned artist, making works with found or discarded items, and it's displayed less as an art exhibit and more as an art environment. WBHM's Kelsey Shelton is our tour guide to Minter's work.
You can't miss Minter's house. African-inspired sculptures and paintings line the dead-end street. He's ambling towards me wearing protective glasses and a hard hat covered in I voted stickers. Minter starts at what he considers to be his studio, a patch of concrete.
Well, I don't have a studio. Using what I got.
We're surrounded by signage written in his signature font. They say things like, "To the Forgotten" and "God Have Mercy." He's particularly fond of one sign he repurposed. He recently found it at Goodwill.
I'm going to read it for you. Never give up. That's my dad is saying. Believe in yourself.
Minter's art shows a different America, one where atrocities take the forefront and the flag symbolizes oppression rather than freedom. The special exhibit is not at Minter's house, but nearby in a centuries-old steel foundry in Titusville named Mark Steel. Tyler Jones is the exhibit's creative director.
This is a site-specific installation. You kind of get immersed in the world and the story of Joe Minter first before you go in to encounter the art.
It's part history museum, part art exhibit. You'll see Minter's art, but you also get to learn about who he is. And the site itself plays a big role in his story. Minter applied to work at Mark Steel in the 80s. He watched his brother get brutally beaten across the street at what is now Memorial Park by Bull Connor's police force. But the warehouse is also an aesthetic match for Minter's work.
The nature of his work being made of steel and the iron and the industrial texture, it really feels like of this place, which made train wheels over a century ago.
Minter creates sculptures using discarded items. Car wheels, bicycle gears, chains, and scrap metal are fundamental elements of his pieces. He uses discarded materials as a stand-in for what he would call discarded people. His art acknowledges the unsung heroes of the civil rights movement.
Acknowledging the people at the margins, and his environment really is documenting 400 years of the Black experience in America.
But Minter is on the margins himself. His most famous work, African Village in America, was never admitted into an art institution. The display lives in an unlikely place, his backyard.
Joe Minter is part of this tradition, which especially prominent in the Deep South, of these so-called yard shows. He's essentially created this site-specific kind of open-air museum that's in his yard.
Back at Minter's house, he directs me to his back porch. That's where you can get a full view of the African Village. I trip over a few paint cans and tools as I make my way there. The site is breathtaking. It's a field of sculptures, but it's also a memorial. Minter calls it an ancestral burial ground.
The soothing love of 100,000 Africans in one spot.
It's serene as we look out at the art. There's bird song and a cool breeze.
That little breeze that just worked out and coming through. That's the ancestor telling me thank you.
A Titusville cemetery sits on the other side of Minter's fence, just beyond the African Village. His entire family is buried there. He points out where he will be buried.
That's my grave spot next to the African Village. You see how it is set up? That's my wife on that side, and that's me laying this side toward the African Village.
Minter considers this backyard installation a home to displaced Black people from centuries ago. He wants this history remembered and hopes future generations keep this story alive. He ends my visit with a few bangs on his drum to honor those who lost their lives during the slave trade.
Thank you, Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, let my people go.
Kelsey Shelton, WBHM.
Create Birmingham, which is presenting the exhibit, is a program sponsor in WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.